6 music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground. Into the blue again, after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself,
found yourself in a blacked out SUV, did they call him, Denny?
Sport utility vehicle.
Yeah, that's Denny, our driver. I'm pushing gently through the streets in New York. Pete Turner is by my side.
Bonjour.
He's French today, by all accounts. And our Alex is in the front, otherwise known as the Baker. Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
And Denny is our driver. So, yeah, not lost on me that we're in the city that never sleeps. And all those are the cliches. Denny, what's a really New Yorkian thing to say for my listeners?
How you doing?
Perfect. So that's why I love a That's why I played that record. I love Talking Heads, and of course they're a New York outfit. That was Once in a Lifetime. I don't think I've introduced myself. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. So yeah, as we're in New York, shall we kick off with a Blondie tune? This is Rapture, featuring, I think, the first commercially available rap by Blondie.
Is it Fab Five Freddy?
That's the one, Fab Five Freddy. You can sing along when we get there. Here we go.
Thank you.
No, I said, that was Blondie and Rapture.
That was Blondie and Rapture.
That's Denny trying to do an English accent. Absolutely impossible, I'm afraid, mate. I met Matt Johnson on my 28th birthday, the first time we visited New York. We were played in the Bowery Ballroom, where we're all going to go tonight to watch the Boxer Rebellion play, because those guys are in town, which is great news. So I'm going to play a Thither tune, because it's a fond memory that I have of meeting the great man. This is from Mind Bomb. I got an email, which I've left back at the hotel, I'm afraid, about how wonderful Johnny Marr is. He played guitar with Thither during this period. This is a song that we ended up covering for a B-side for Matt Johnson after we met him that time. This is August and September. I love this tune. Do you like this one, Pete?
I love it.
There we go. You're not French anymore.
Suddenly last summer I started going out of my head in a tiny hotel. Killing.
Denny steers us through the New York traffic on the way to our first interview for the day. I'm going to play for you guys my phone ring. This tune is my phone ring. Have you been watching Treme, anyone? It's wonderful television. It's like they made it for me. It's like, let's get all the best actors, character actors from The Wire, and then have them playing New Orleans jazz for Guy, because he'd like that. That's what it feels like when I'm watching it, like they've designed it just for me. But that might be something to do with my Jesus complex. Anyway, this is Fats Domino and Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Until I see the Zulu Queen.
Mark Ratcliffe and Stuart McConey.
It felt like coming home on BBC Radio 6 Music.
You know what it's like, first day in a new job. We weren't sure where our lockers were or everything like that. Sean Keaveney flushed Stuart's head down the toilet. John in Bridgend said, school day terms, epic for good, skill well, the best. For something superlative, 10 bears. That's really 10 bears.
Tom in Birmingham says things at my school are either tender or uber.
Radcliffe and McConey.
I got a rather tender grade A on that last exam, despite being predicted a C. I bet Miss feels a bit uber foolish now.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
This is Radcliffe McConey, Skillage in the Village on the airwaves.
BBC 6
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
The Isley Brothers, It's Your Thing. What do you think of this tune, Pete?
I don't know it.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
It's your thing.
Oh, do what you want to do.
That's right.
Yeah, love it.
What does it remind you of?
Don't know.
Oh, no. Pete's as hazy as me at this time of the morning.
Been up since 5.
So have I.
Yeah.
Stop showing off. We were talking about that last night. It's awful, isn't it? Your mother says, go on, do your impression of Prince Charles, our guy. And you get up and you do your Prince Charles and you go on slightly too long and the adults are forced to laugh out of politeness and then your mum says, all right, stop showing off. And it's like she's put a chisel through your guts. Not to make you feel guilty, Mum. Right, let's have a tune from... the Isley Brothers. We're halfway through introducing this song. It was from the film Out of Sight, which I know is one of your favourites, Pete, which is why I put it on the track list.
Yeah, it's a brilliant film.
Just radio gold, everyone. Radio gold.
All the way.
All the way.
Get to talk with you. It's your thing. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do now.
There we go. The Isley Brothers and It's Your Thing. I'm back in my hotel room now here in New York, New York. I'm looking down at, I'm looking down at the city from my hotel room. It's actually more like Manchester weather today. It's really overcast. There's a steaming tenement building just for effect. There's some really old looking graffiti from somebody who decided to give himself the alias Chomp, which is slightly confusing. I can see for miles and miles and miles, but yes, very overcast and it's been raining all day. I've done something like a dozen interviews today, I think, and I must say, since I got to New York, I've slept very little. I've done 2 or 3 hours a night because of the time zone difference, and we've had a lot to squeeze in. We're heading down to Los Angeles tomorrow morning. We're going to be playing the Coachella Festival there this weekend, and I'm going to do another show. I'll do next week's show in LA, on the other coast of this mighty country. But enjoying New York, I am. I absolutely love it. So that was the Isley Brothers, It's Your Thing. For Pete Turner, even though he didn't really seem to appreciate it this morning when I mentioned it to him. Beautiful music. And you know, beautiful music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was the first solo single from the mighty Peter Gabriel. A jubilant, heartfelt, soaring song of freedom, it was embraced by fans and critics alike, making it the most tempting of targets. First to try his hand was Renaissance recorder-wielding David Young, whose dreary attempt at dippy-hibby meditation music was almost fatal. Thankfully, he fell into the coma first. Next to have a bash were two scone tin kickers Jovert, who laid into it using their steel drums to devastating effect. Thankfully, they segued into a Beach Boys medley, leaving it with nothing but a ringing case of tinnitus. Then, self-styled butt-kicking Celtic rockers Dust Rhinos dressed it in plaid and strapped it to a rodeo bull that had it bucking and spinning in a frantic blur. Luckily, they backed off when it started to barf. But when 80s synth-pop evildoers Erasure attached the electrodes, fired up the keyboards and prepared to fry this fantastic 70s song, oh, it was murder.
Salisbury Hill, I could see the city lights.
stop doing that. Stop doing that, Vince Clark. Vince Clark, stop doing that and tell Andy Bell to stop doing that. Was of course mercifully eventually Peter Gabriel and Salisbury Hill. Love that song. It was a little overused in American rom-com, wasn't it, for quite a while. But I think it survived it. It's shaken off the dust of such brushes. Nigel Gilbert's been in touch. Let me just have a little look through my emails here. Nigel Gilbert's been in touch, and Paul Flynn's been in touch, and Rhodri Kareem have been in touch, thanking me for playing King Crimson the other week. I really don't need much encouragement. Somebody said, why don't you play 21st Century Schizoid Man? And I just think that's a fantastic idea. Yeah, she blows. 21st century schizoid man. King Crimson from the album In the Court of the Crimson King. Something I came back to about 12 months ago, but a fantastic album. Absolutely love it. I'm going to play you a tune in a minute by 14 Hands. I beg your pardon. It's by Kareem Polwart. It's 14 Hands. It's from the Songs of Sandy Wright. Do you know what? I can't actually see what's written on my screen. Give us a sec. There we go. It's by Kareem Polwart and Corin Hewitt. It's called 14 Hands, and it's from an album called The Songs of Sandy Wright, which is out now. Really good collection. I'm only playing one of it this week, but I might play one of it next week as well, because I'm really enjoying it. So I'm going to play that in a second. First of all, when I made the show last week, it was the morning before we were either rehearsing or recording for the Jules Holland, Later with Jules Holland show. I don't know if you've, any of you saw it. I know some of you did, because I've had a few emails about it. basically, what happened? What happens with Jules is that you pre-record the show that goes out at the weekend, and you play a number of songs there. We played three this time. And then you do the live show as soon as that's in the bag. And live television, you know, it's a scary place to be. I was asking Jules how long he's been involved in live music television. 30 years Mr. Holland has been gracing our screens. I really dig Jules. He's a lovely bloke. And it's a strange experience being on Jules. I think I probably mentioned this last week, but when we did Top of the Pops, it was a bit of a disappointment. The way the show was produced involved warm-up men and stopping and starting. And the set wasn't quite as glamorous when you were on it. It was a bit mucky. So, you know, when you say you're in a band in the north of England, the first question out of most people's lips is, when are we going to see you on Top of the Pops? And it was fantastic one day to be able to say, Thursday. But yeah, it was a bit of a letdown as an experience. But when you're on Jules, you realise that you've heard the room so many times. It's so alive with microphones, that space. And they use every inch of the studio to make the programme. So it really does live up to your expectations. Being on Jules Holland feels exactly like you'd imagine being on Jules Holland to be. So yeah, bearing in mind how long Jules has been in live television, I don't think he was prepared for... I can't be forgiven for forgetting his name. But there was some jazz royalty on. A guy that used to play with Miles Davis in his quartet. And they were fantastic as well. But they'd made a little deal not to stop playing. Now, because we were last on the show, basically we were nearly shunted off air by some cheeky old jazzers, which I just found hysterically funny. If it had been younger men, I'd have been really annoyed that they were taking our slot. But because it was these old guys, and they'd obviously just given each other a nod and a wink and said, don't stop playing at the end, see what they do, it's live television. Poor old Jules, I don't think he realised he was on the camera, but he looked so very stressed out by the whole affair. I think it might still be online if you go and have a look, possibly. No, it will have gone by now, but just brilliant. I'm sure somebody's YouTubed it. Thank you to Jules and the whole team for making it another really, really pleasant experience. Thanks to the director of Newsnight, who agreed to move over for a few minutes so Elbow could finish their song. Yeah, we held off Newsnight. What about that, eh? Me versus Paxo. But yeah, brilliant. Anyway, that song that I promised you, Kareem Polwart and Corin Hewitt, this is 14 Hands from an album called The Songs of Sandy Wright that's out now.
That this house is not our home. Sea's dove and seven oceans saw four corners, blinked their eyes, then all were gone. Seven shadows, seven furrows, seven leaves of seven stones. See, this house is, this house is not our home. Silent, speaking low from the boulders and the bones, singing high in the eaves to remind us that this house is, this house is not our home. This house is not.
Karine Polwart and Corinne Hewitt and 14 Hands. Great, eh? The album is fantastic. Once more, it's called The Songs of Sandy Wright, and I love it. Fleet Foxes have got a new one out. This single's out on the 2nd of May, which is when? Do you know what? I have no idea what day of the week it is. I'm so... Oh, it's in a while. So this is out on the 2nd of May. This is from Fleet Foxes. I bet we'll be seeing these boys festival season this summer. Lovely bunch they are too. The drummer is a particularly funny man. I remember we played the Meltdown Festival at the Royal Festival Hall, and curating it that year were our friends Massive Attack, and they got us to play very flatteringly. And we did some great stuff with an enormous choir called Jeff, but that's a different story. Fleet Foxes opened up for us, and on the wall there was a huge sort of stage lighting gobo which said Massive Attack, and then underneath it said Meltdown. And the drummer's first comment when they played the first song was, "Whoa, I wouldn't wish a Massive Attack Meltdown on anybody." Here they are anyway. It's a great new record. I still don't think we're going to see their best work for a couple of years yet. They keep just getting steadily better. And they've got some real pedigree. Anyway, Fleet Foxes, this is great. It's called Battery Kinsey.
To your wings. music.
Steve Lamacq, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamacq.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
Let's keep it modern folk, shall we? This is a new band to me. Dark, Dark, Dark are a Minneapolis folk sextet. Is that right? Let me check my notes. A chamber folk sextet. I can't say that. Sextet. Dark, Dark, Dark. Minneapolis is a strange old town. It's known for its music. I've been there a couple of times. But there's something really strange about it. In fact, let me process this thought before I put my foot in it. I might be mixing it up with another city. I haven't slept much recently, folks. Anyway, this tune is going to wake me up a bit. This is Dark, Dark, Dark. It's called In Your Dreams, and it rocks.
Kiss your face, turn your cheek.
The days I thought behind me,
aren't anymore. From the window I see the same view, believe me.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Thank you.
that if I needed to tell you that's the Smiths and this charming man. A huge congratulations to the Tullys. Their latest arrival has arrived. I've got an email here saying that Seth Peter Tully was born in a birthing pool at home. And yeah, we got a lovely email off Tully's mum, off Seth Tully's mum. And she sent me a picture of her three boys. What a handsome brood you have there. Congratulations. And she was very, very kind. And she, yeah, he was born to newborn by elbow. Very, very proud. Congratulations, Tullys. Welcome to the world, Seth. I'm in New York. I'm Guy Garvey, by the way. I'm the lead singer of Elbow. I'm in New York. I'm pre-recording the show, as you could probably guess. I'm in my hotel room somewhere near Bowery. And for me, it's last Wednesday. Do you see what I mean? So if I haven't answered your email, it's because you've not sent it yet. Do send me your emails. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I'm going to play you a tune now that reminds me of this city. I love the Velvet Underground. I've never made a secret of this. And All Tomorrow's Party is just a place in time. It's one of those real memory-evoking songs. In particular, there was a club called Home in Manchester, which was off Ducie Street. And the bar of Home was always staffed by very glum but very beautiful girls. And I used to be able to make a pint last about 7 hours as a young man in that place. I remember being in there one day and I got my first smile off the proprietor, which was always affecting when I was a young man. You know, I remember going into town and the first time that somebody nodded in recognition because they'd seen me before, I thought, this city's mine. Do you know what I mean? That feeling when you're desperately trying to find out who you are. And anyway, so I'm in Home, I got a smile off the proprietor, and she switched an oil lamp onto the wall, and I heard this song for the first time, loud and clear. You need to turn this up. It's got to be loud or it doesn't work. Ladies and gentlemen, the Velvet Underground and Nico, and All Tomorrow's Parties.
Monday comes around.
his claw and cry behind the door.
Timeless, wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous music. And I was looking across the New York landscape, the cityscape, while listening to that. Very, very moving, especially to a man who only had 2 hours sleep last night and 2 hours sleep the night before. I've actually got more interviews to do when I've finished recording this program for you, but it is a real welcome break to spin a few discs and to talk to you, my friends. Yeah, this is a new tune from Agnes Obel. I've never come across this lady before. It's called The Riverside, and the melody was really bugging me, very, very familiar. Now, I hate it when DJs point out that some songs sound like other songs, so I'm not going to put it in your head. But it's been with me all day, this tune, because it sounded similar to something else that I love. This is what music is, folks. All music is reappropriation of existing ideas. We just put it in a different order, even if we're not doing it consciously. I made a documentary about it not so long ago, but that would be showing off to go on about. Agnes Obel sounds spookily like our friend Jessica Hoop, which means she's got a bloody lovely voice. This is out on the 2nd of May. This is The Riverside. Ladies and gentlemen, Agnes Obel.
Down by the river, by the boat, where everybody goes to be alone, where you won't see any rising sun. Down to the river we will run. When by the water we drink to the dregs, look at the stones on the riverbed. I can tell from your eyes you've never been by the riverside.
So there we go, that's The Riverside by Agnes Obel. What a lovely voice. That's out on the 2nd of May. So since we last spoke, I've been jetting around all over the place, living a rock and roll lifestyle, and doing lots and lots of interviews, met some fascinating characters. I do love journalists. And yeah, found myself in Paris. Completely by coincidence, the love of my life, Emma Jane Unsworth, was researching her second novel in Paris and on the same day. So we ended up having a very romantic interlude in the middle of a very busy working schedule for the band, and I got to see my missus for one night. Part of the book is set in Père Lachaise Cemetery, which is a very famous graveyard in Paris. I've never been there, but Em says it's spellbinding. There's such amazing, beautiful, ornate graves there. Oscar Wilde's grave there is there, covered in lipstick smudges, which is very sweet, isn't it? And of course, Jim Morrison is in the corner there, but lots and lots of literati and dignitary going back years are buried in Père Lachaise Cemetery. So my missus was wandering around Père Lachaise, and this song came on her shuffle, and she wants me to find out the next time I speak to Rufus Wainwright if this song was written about Père Lachaise Cemetery. It's about a date in a graveyard. It's called In a Graveyard, it's from the album Poses, and it's beautiful. Here's Rufus Wainwright, everyone.
Thursday on Six.
It all adds up.
Here's Gideon Coe with you here until midnight.
Every night, two concerts from the BBC archive, plus four featured sessions, equals Six Music.
Radio, life transmission.
Now, add 3 hours of the best old and new tracks.
The main thing I'm doing is putting together a three-hour music programme, regardless of its age or availability. That goes for old records as well.
Which brings you to nine.
Join me from 9 o'clock, Monday through to Thursday night.
Gideon Coe. We do the maths. You do the listening.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Smog. Fantastic. A River Ain't Too Much to Love. I think my favourite album that he's ever done. I think it's marvellous. This is my favourite tune off that record. It's full of excitement, full of wit, full of childhood memories, and really poignant lyrics about the current state of the Middle East, or that's how I've always read it. This is I Feel Like the Mother of the World, and it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
doubt there is any type of God I'm not supposed to say. And today I don't really care. God is a word, and the argument ends there. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? With two children. Do I feel like the mother of the world with two children fighting? When I was a boy, I used to get into it bad with my sister. And when the time came to face the truth, the only tears and sighs, tears and sighs. My mother, my poor mother, would say it does not matter, does not matter. Just stop fighting. Do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Do I feel like the mother of the world with two children?
I am in New York. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. I'm making the programme this week in my hotel room. I'm trying to shut the window, actually, and I'm going to drop my recording device from the 40th floor of this hotel if I'm not careful. I'm not the mountain goat I once was as a lad. Move a little more cumbersomely these days. That was Smog, and I feel like the mother of the world. Whenever I'm in New York, I find myself singing this next song. It's very, very... easy to work out why. It's by my good friend Richard Swift. It's called The Novelist. It's the title track of the album of the same name, which Pete Turner bought on vinyl just the other day. I love this song, I love this man. Here we go.
I am New York, tired and weak. I tried to write.
Nickels and dimes.
Richard Swift and the Novelist. Great, eh? I'm going to play a tune by Silver Jews in a minute. It's called What Is Not But Could Be If. It's got a really clever lyric to it. Kind of reminds me a lot of Hal Gelb, Giant Sand. I love Hal's lyrics, and he's got a similar wit, this guy. He's obviously a fierce intellect. But first of all, Anita Madden has sent me a poem. I don't know who you are, Anita, do I? But it's about Gorton, Manchester. It's called Gortown, I'm guessing. I want to read it to you because I really like this. Gortown was a place where I was once so happy. The people were kind and children so funny. I missed the bridge and waving to Granny, skating down park sides and stroking the horses. Oh, I missed the fairground that disappeared a long time ago, you know. Yeah, you know. Going to school in the old Ryder Brow. It's gone now, burned down. Oh, Gortown. I miss the flats where the old used to die. I miss the colours in the spurly hay tie. I miss the place that once used to be my home. It's gone now, Gortown. From a Gorton girl. I love it, Anita. Do send us your poems, especially when it's like that. That email is just that poem. Anyway, thank you very much. More poetry of a different kind now with Silver Jews. This is called What Is Not But Could Be If.
What is not but could be if? What could appear in the morning mist? With all associated risk. What is not but could be if? What was not but could have been was my obsession way back when. Now I just remember this. What is not but could be if? What is not but could be if? We could be crossing this abridged abyss into beginning. And failure's got you in its grasp, and you're reaching for your very last. It's just beginning. One has lived life carelessly. If he or she has failed to see that the truth is not alive or dead. The truth is struggling to be said. So how do we get out of this? Family shadows all of this. Through what is not but could be if, with all associated risk. What is not but could be if, we could be crossing this abridged abyss into beginning. And failure's got you in its grasp, and you're reaching for your very last. It's just beginning.
Silver Jews and What Is Not But Could Be If. I love The Cure. I love Robert Smith. He's a lovely man. We've played with him a couple of times and just, yeah. I love his style. I love the way he uses words. I love their music. This is Love Song. You hear it a lot on this station, but that's because it's great. was, of course, The Cure from Disintegration. That was Love Song. Anne Garner has sent me one of her own songs. I'm most pleased. It's called Haunt Me. It's beautiful. And it's from the album Trusting a Twisted World, which is out now. Cheers, Anne. Anne Garner and Haunt Me, that's from Trusting a Twisted World. Go and buy Anne's music, everyone. The dusk is descending on New York City. I'm having a look at it now. It's marvellous. It's all stoops and fire escapes, and Denny R. Driver's hilarious. He's really quite a funny man. His observations on the city are fantastic. And yes, he's been driving us around tirelessly. I've been round the city today meeting different journalists. I've been looking at the birdies that live in Central Park, and they've really got quite a selection here. They've got a couple of red-tailed hawks which have made a bit of a stir. They're quite famous in the local New York press because somebody moved their nest. Everyone complained it was put back again. I can't remember the names off the top of my head. They've got some blue heron here in the park. They've got wood warblers, which are very beautiful little birds. They've got all sorts of stuff. I love New York. Anyway, I'm going to play more New York-related tunes before the end of the show. First of all, I was reminded of this one because while programming the Bon Iver tune for Emma, I mixed it up with this one. Listen to the introduction of the Walker Brothers' The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, and then, in fact, we'll have For Emma by Bon Iver to compare and contrast, compare and contrast, compare and contrast. Walker Brothers and The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. It certainly isn't gonna shine on New York, which I'm looking down on at the moment. I still can't get over some of the graffiti names here. So there's Chomp over there. That looks like a 1970s bit of graffiti by the style of it. Somebody else is called Paste. We were talking about, you know, shit tags. I had a tag when I was at school. I practiced graffiti for probably about a week. All of the band had a tag. I think maybe Chup didn't. I can't remember. Mark Potter, guitarist with Hobo, was crimp, as in make your hair wavy. That crimp. Ridiculous. Pete's was cease. When I asked him what he was ceasing, he was like, the violence on the streets. I know for a fact that he grew up in like a fairly quiet suburban sort of landscape with no violence on the streets at all. Any violence on Pete Turner Street was probably perpetrated by him. He once told me he stabbed someone in the back with a sharpened pencil. Little bugger. My shit tag wasn't just terrible. Didn't just look terrible. It sort of revealed a geeky Catholic side as well. Mortis was my tag. How preposterous. Age 11, I was Mortis. The Latin word for death. What a geek. Anyway, enough about that. I asked you to compare and contrast the intro from the Walker Brothers' The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore with this song by the Bon Iver. It's called For Emma, and I'd like to dedicate it to my Emma, who is half a globe away from me.
Oh,
undeniable soul, that was Bon Iver and For Emma. So I'm in New York City, and therefore I'm going to play another couple of tunes that remind me of this place. Emma Treacher is wonderful. Jane Weaver, who's an amazing artist in her own right, put out Emma Treacher's record, Minor White, a couple of years ago. I fell in love with it. She's got such a beautiful voice. She's got a really interesting folk heritage, but this might convince you. This is Lost in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to the wonderful Emma Treacher.
Thank you.
Oh, goodbye. Emma Tricker from the album Minor White, that was Lost in New York. I absolutely love it. I'm going to play some more of her stuff. I think she's great. So she said goodbye at the end of the song. I heard what she called Squeaky Little Icelandic Lass had a tune on the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack. My brain's nothing without my sleep, ladies and gentlemen, and I haven't had much of that. Stina Nordenstrom, there we go. She said goodbye at the end of her album as well. I think it's quite a sweet thing to do. Very polite.
Six.
Music.
Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
It felt like coming home on BBC Radio 6 Music.
You know what it's like, first day in a new job. We weren't sure where our lockers were or everything like that. Sean Keaveney flushed Stuart's head down the toilet.
John in Bridgend said school day terms, epic for good, skill well, the best for something superlative, 10 bears. That's really 10 bears.
Tom in Birmingham says things at my school are either tender or uber.
Radcliffe and McConey.
I got a rather tender grade A on that last exam, despite being predicted a C. I bet Miss feels a bit uber foolish now.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
This is Radcliffe McConey, Skillage in the Village on the airwaves.
BBC 6.
Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
One more song, which reminds me of New York. I was lucky enough to meet Paul Buchanan from the beautiful Nile. From the Blue Nile, what am I talking about? Some time ago. He's a fantastic bloke. And I asked him about this next song. It's Easter Parade, and he said it's partly in his head, set where he lives, up in Glasgow, where he's from. But it's also set in New York. Listen to the words of this beautiful song. I think it suits the landscape I'm looking at now of skyscrapers and old tenements and water towers. And the great thing about New York is that there's chunks of history poking out from behind really, really pedestrian buildings sometimes. A dome here, a spire there. It really is, as John Lennon put it, the modern Rome. Listen to the detail in the description of, in fact, it actually says in the song lyrics itself, a city perfect in every detail. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Blue Nile with the wonderful, touching Easter Parade.
Radio
across the morning air. A crowd of people everywhere. And then the people were running forward. Easter
I think you're all marvellous. I'm having a wonderful time. Thank you to everybody in New York that's making our job so lovely and interesting and easy. That's everybody who's working with us and all the journalists we've met this week. I know Denny's going to be tuning in. He's the Watch 6 Music. Am I on this Sunday? I'm going to listen to that. So Denny, careful driving, man. You look after yourself. And thanks for looking after us. Thanks to everybody at BBC North back in Manchester who's going to stitch this show together for me for broadcast on Sunday. Thank you lot for your Song for Guy recommendations and your help. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you in a dodgy New York accent... Happy New Week!